And we want to welcome all of His Glory Nation from east to west to north to south. Welcome to Happy Friday, September the 8th. This is a special Take 5 BrightEon.tv version. Special shout out to our partners at BrightEon TV. I just had the opportunity to interview with the founder of BrightEon TV, Mike Adams, yesterday. Mike is just an absolute great guy, and what people do, what they're doing at BrightEon is just incredible. All right, the two interviews that you're going to see today are our weekly with Julie Green. Amazing how the prophecy and the world comes together. And then the Sound of Freedom, Paul Hutchinson, the executive producer, who is the real estate guy in real life that played it in that movie that put the money up to save the children. It was one of the most impactful interviews I have ever seen, just tremendous love of the Lord and to save these children. If we can't be united under children, I don't know what we can do. So enjoy this.
In today's modern world, knowing what you put in your body is crucial for maintaining optimal overall health. Many conventional health products claim to be good for you, but they may be contaminated with heavy metals, artificial chemicals, and toxins that could harm your health. Here at BrightEonStore.com, we believe your health and safety are our top priority. That's why we always go above and beyond to bring you the cleanest and highest quality nutritional supplements, superfoods, storable foods, preparedness items, and more. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrightEonStore.com today.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
It's Wednesdays with Julie Green. Julie, it's been too long.
Yes, it has. And wow, the news is absolutely insane. And so I know we were excited about getting on last week, and of course we couldn't. But this week, I don't know. I think it's even more exciting than it would have been last week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Because I didn't have a quarter of the information as I do today. Since last week, I have met with two whistleblowers, four generals. And I tell you, there, when people say nothing's happening, the whole thing is ready to go boom, 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 boom. And it's all orchestrated.
I 100% agree. And we were even on a prayer call this morning with my prayer team. And I'm telling you, God gave a word. I was like literally shaking, because it was just the power of it, the authority of it. I was hanging on to my microphone here, And it was so authoritative. And he was talking against the people of Almighty God. And one of the people that he named was Obama again this morning. And it was so, he was talking about what he's doing. He was talking about what he's doing with Biden. He was talking about how the puppet strings have been cut. And that's why they can't control his mouth. They can't control his mind. They cannot control what he's doing and where he's going. And it was so profound. I can't wait to share this one out. But I wanted to share that one with you because of what you said regarding that person. And I'm like, well, I can prove that prophetic word was this morning with the clock that I have behind me. So that's the reason why I like to have the time clock, because it was one of the most powerful words I have ever heard from the Lord.
So I believe the Barack Obama piece, I first told the public about this on Wednesdays with you, I think about 7-8 months ago, that just so happens that Obama dated my boss in Chicago when I was a director at AT&T. I didn't know who Barack Obama was at the time. I never heard of him. He was a state senator back at the time. And you may hear that story more in the next couple of weeks. That's all I'm going to say.
The doors, the walls, the floor, whatever you want to say, it's all crumbling on these people. And they thought they could get away with it for so long. And I've told so many people for such a long time, look, God has put these people on center stage for a reason, to let them think they have what they desire. And really what he's doing is setting them up. They're falling right for the traps that God has sent them in, and they're going to fall in front of the world. Just think about this for a minute. Our rightful president is you're seeing the injustice. You're seeing the two-tier justice system. You're seeing what they're doing. And at the same time, God is exposing the enemy. So you see the love for our rightful president grow, even with some people on the left are turning and saying, hey, especially with that mugshot, that blew up in their face.
Yep.
And so this is better, like in the last couple of weeks, just seeing people turning to God, seeing people even turning to our rightful president, realizing he is being targeted just how we've been targeted. And rightfully, persecuted by this justice system.
Yep. It's amazing times. They're very, very intense times. Before I forget it, Tucker Carlson is sent out a teaser yesterday, and I tweeted out over the weekend, watch Tucker Carlson this week, because I heard from somebody that would know, that spoke to Tucker, that this was coming. And so tonight, I believe at 6 o'clock, he's going to run the first one with the Larry Sinclair. I think it's Larry Sinclair story of Barack Obama that mainstream media covered up before Barack ran. So that, I believe, is just part one. There's more behind this coming. So I think just the teaser got something crazy like 50 million views, just a teaser. So there's going to be 100 million that watch this tonight. I think it's tonight at 6 o'clock Eastern. And then the follow-up on this is going to be even bigger yet.
Oh, I believe this is going to blow up bigger than we think, because God not only said that he was going to expose, and I've said these ones a lot of times, he's an exposed Hunter first. Hunter was going to be the downfall of the Biden, because it was going to expose everything that Joe and Hunter had together in when Joe was vice president, and then how Obama is connected to it all. And that's exactly what we've seen. We've first seen Hunter, then we've seen the exposure of the Biden connected to Hunter. Now we're seeing the exposure of Obama. And another thing that the Lord said in his prophetic words, they were going to try, they're going to get rid of Biden and Kamala. They don't want either one. And they're going to start trying to put somebody else in there, because they know with Biden and Harris, they have no chance of winning against Trump. Because they don't. They literally don't. There's nothing they can do. There's no algorithm big enough in order to cheat them into that. This is the reason why they're going to try to start a war. And they're going to try to have lockdowns. That's why they're doing another virus already that God's already been warning about. You can see them, this playbook that God has already said, they're going to do this, they're going to do that. And we're starting to see it unfold, and it's blowing up in their face. And they thought with these indictments, they thought this mugshot was going to destroy the president. President Trump. And all it did was strengthen his base. And actually, his base is growing even bigger.
Yep, it is. I don't know about you. I felt probably 3 days ago when I was over the weekend in lots of prayer. I do a walk every day through the land and just praying. And I felt that there was a spiritual breakthrough. And I was talking to another prophetic voice out of Canada, my friend. He said the same thing. Do you feel that there's been a major spiritual breakthrough in the last few days?
Yes. That's the reason why I think last week, even if you've seen what happened in Vegas, I mean, Vegas was a very hard weekend, I think, for a lot of people spiritually. There was a lot of things going on. There was a lot of attacks and stuff. And you see what happened in Vegas just a couple of days after that.
Yep.
And now I see, like, even this weekend, it was like a really heavy week all last week when we came back from Vegas. And then I believe in my heart, something has shifted. I think something even shifted over the last couple of days from Monday on. It's just something in the spirit. You know, it's broken. More things are coming down. More things are being exposed. And I had a really great time with the Lord last night in prayer. I was by myself and I was just blowing the shofar, praising, worshiping God. And he was having me say certain things and having me, one of the things he says, unmask, unmask, unmask. God is unmasking these people with everything that they have tried to do to be like the establishment people, saying that they're really on your side, but they're really not. People who were really on their, you know, side of Republican, but were really a Democrat. He is going to just literally open, like this morning he even said, I'm taking the roof off. The lid off is what he said. He said the lid off of what was happening in the Pentagon, off of what was happening in the White House, off of what's happening in Capitol building. And he said, I am just going to expose it all. Now, I can't remember all of it because I don't remember all of it in the spirit, but it was so powerful. God has had enough. And it was like those words that he said last year sometime, let my people go. Those words, I promise everybody, those words are at work. No matter what you see in the next couple months, no matter how dark it gets, how ridiculously overwhelming it may feel like, God is saying, let my people go. And there's nothing these people can do to stop those words from coming to pass.
Amen. The Lord keeps telling me Goshen. It's going to be like Goshen for his remnant.
That's exactly what he told me. He said it was his Goshen. And he said, it's my Goshen, and I'm going to protect my people just like I did then. He said the exact same thing to me.
Yep. It's good. The world is going to be on fire, but his remnant will be protected supernaturally. And it's happened through the Bible, literally in Goshen. You look at Joshua going against the land, and when the stones only hit the enemy and not the Israelis. And I mean, what's the chances of that? Only God could do that.
God has been showing us in the last couple of days. He's actually had me do teachings instead of prophetic. And I mean, he has me do teachings every day with the prophetic, but this was just teaching alone without it. And he's been showing us about how to be the kingdom mandate, how to literally live by the word of God and expect God to do what he said in his word he would do. And he's given me all these different examples of all these things that when God's people were being attacked, what God did, how God helped them. When it looked like they didn't have enough food, they didn't look like they have enough of anything, God showed them the multiplication, just like the of the oil with the widow woman and the oil and the flour with the other widow woman, the loaves and the fishes. He was also showing the fish with the Peter and the boat when there wasn't any fish, when they toiled all night. He's showing, hey, I am the source. It's not your government. It's not anything else. You have been under such a deep and dark oppression from this world system that people really weren't living for, like literally expecting God to do these things. We were just kind of, you know, doing things on our own, just like the Israelites did when they were in Egypt. They knew bondage. They knew slavery. That's all they knew. And that's how they lived. And then God said, hey, I'm here. I'm the deliverer. And I'm going to show you what I can do. And not only I show you I can deliver you, but I'm going to show you I'm a provider. I'm a healer. I'm a restorer of all the years that were stolen from you. I'm telling you, God is at work. He is at work no matter what we see in the next, like I said, it's getting really close. A lot of people on my team even said the same thing. They can feel that there has been a shift, but with that shift, it could look a little bit crazier.
Oh yeah, it will.
For sure, because the enemies are desperate and they're going to throw everything in the kitchen, even the kitchen sink at us. I mean, they're going to throw everything they possibly can because they're knowing that another virus is not totally going to work because there's enough people fighting that back and saying, we're not going to comply.
Yeah, we cannot comply. They're trying to unmask or trying to mask us up. You know, Jill Biden has come down with it. I think Michelle Obama has come down with it. The press secretary said, Biden, I'm listening to General McInerney too much. Oh, Biden is going to mask up in public. And well, did you see what he did yesterday? He was at a ceremony to honor an old veteran, which should have been his number one responsibility, respect that veteran.
Oh,
he didn't have a mask on, and then he just wanders right through the crowd and takes off and didn't say anything to the veteran. He just walked right in the middle of him with no mask on.
I saw that little clip, and I don't know if I wanted to cry or if I wanted to get angry, because the Medal of Honor for somebody who did what he did in the Vietnam War and to be disrespected by the supposed, I'm saying supposed because he's not the commander in chief, but the supposedly commander in chief, by putting that around him, the Medal of Honor around his neck, and then not saying a word and leaving him up on stage by himself crying. I was like, I don't know what to say. Like, this guy has lost his ever-loving mind.
Yep.
I mean, how disrespectful to our military. I mean, you couldn't say thank you. You couldn't give him a handshake. Like, you literally had to run off. And that's the reason why they're seriously losing control of Biden. I'm sure they had Biden, hey, this is what we have to do. This is where you're going to stand. This is what you have to say. They probably ran through it of what he had to do. But he is so out of control. Like, he even, there was a clip that somebody showed me. He had, was doing an interview, I think it was like CNN or MSNBC or whoever. And he just got up in the middle of the news, in the middle of the interview. And just like,
I saw that.
Just got up, like, out of nowhere. Now, people saying there's something happening to his physical body, with his bowels. I don't know if that's true or not, but they're saying that he's having an issue and that's why he's getting up and like leaving. Now, whether that's true or not, I can't say that is true or not, but it would make sense because why all of a sudden would you just up and leave? And like, even the Secret Service was just like, what are you doing? Like, what? And they didn't know. And they didn't understand what was going on. Nobody understood. And the live feed of White House cut it off.
Yep. I just don't understand why they put him in those positions. He's doing it every time. To me, it's almost rehearsed that it just doesn't make any sense. You know, he's not capable of functioning. Why put him out there to do it? You know, the Medal of Honor is the highest honor we can give somebody in the military. Even presidents are supposed to salute a Medal of Honor recipient. That's the highest of highest you can get.
Yes. And the reason why I got to see some of these things, again, it's prophecy fulfilled, because one of the things that the Lord talked about was his cognitive function. And that when you started seeing this more and more on live TV, that is the fall of the Biden. We are seeing literally in front of our face the fall of the Biden. Because I can't just go and watch any news thing I want, because of prophecy. But something like that, yeah, because it's showing the fall and the deterioration of this person. He cannot control not only his mouth, but he can't even control a simple situation of standing there shaking somebody's hand. And like you said, or saluting them.
Yep.
I mean, that you just get up and leave. I mean,
or wearing a mask.
Because
they said he was going to wear a mask in public so that it doesn't infect anybody else, because he was by his wife, Jill. He walked right through a room of people with no mask on.
I didn't even think of that. And, you know, it's funny because I was just on a show with two veterans yesterday on my channel. And I was like, you know, it's funny because I thought with the shot, you didn't get it. Now I was like, oh, you can get it. It's just you won't get it as bad. Now their stories keep changing. Oh, mask is going to keep you from getting it. No, I know people who were wearing masks and had a shot and both got it. Like, yep. More people than that. You know what? They did both things. So They're lying. And then I heard also Fauci, that this was another prophecy fulfilled, because Fauci is falling down as well. He's being caught in lie after lie. He said, well, there was no specific mandate. We were just wanting people to do this. No, there was a mandate. You were firing, having people fired if they weren't getting the shot. They were losing their jobs left and right. I know people, like, I know somebody very dear to me who got up from his desk, not meaning to, not thinking about it, got from his desk, didn't wear his, you know, didn't wear the mask, and he got written up. Like, he, I was like, what? And he was doing a favor for his boss, by the way. But it was like, just certain things like that was absolutely insane. There was a mandate, whether they want to say that or not, but now they're saying that there wasn't anything, and it was just like, they were trying to tell us this is what we should do, but they weren't saying it was forced. And I'm like, you're a liar, because it was forced. People literally lost their, they lost their jobs. All, I mean, I heard story after story.
Well, you whether you like Alex Jones or not, Alex Jones reported, 2 weeks ago, he heard from somebody high up at TSA that around Labor Day weekend, they're going to start the mask shutdowns again. And all of a sudden, right on cue, Labor Day weekend, Joe Biden gets it. The press secretary comes out and says, mask, blue cities are trying to mask up now. The variant is out. They're trying to shut us down going into the 2024 election again.
The Lord said that was going to happen. He said they were going to try to lock you down. In his specific word, they're going to try to lock you down, but I'm going to lock you in. And that's that part of that Goshen he was talking about. Because remember what happened when he put them in their homes. He literally told them, you get into your homes. And he gave them the instructions of what they had to do with the lamb. He gave them instructions that they had leftovers. They had to give it to their neighbor. You know, the door, the blood of the doorpost. And they had to eat unleavened bread. He gave them instruction. That was him locking them in to protect them. And not one of them disobeyed that command of God, because none of them died. And obviously, right. You know, they all obeyed. And so what God is saying is, it doesn't matter what's happening out there. God is our protector. He's always going to warn. That's why when people say there's no such thing as, prophets anymore or prophetic, and I'm just like, what? Because that's God's mouthpiece, and he warns with prophetic. And he's always been that way, and he will always do that. And so what we're going into right now, God's warned us about viruses. He's warned us about lockdowns. He's warned us about military, about what could take place. He's told us about things that could happen with a war. And that's why I said military, because one of the things that I know that they would love to do at some point in time is put us in such a great war that we would have to be under like a martial law type of thing. I mean, that's, if they can't get us locked down with a virus, I know if they would try to do it in that fashion. Anything they can do to stop, if there's a national emergency, you usually don't have an election.
Right. Yep. That's why Colonel McGregor, remember we talked about this like 2 months ago, Colonel McGregor said that he didn't think there's going to be a 2024 election. They would do everything they can. And there's a good possibility that may be true with all the stuff that's happening with President Trump that's going through the legal system, one way or another, it's going to get to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court is going to have to look at whether there was 2020 election fraud. 65% of the American people now believe that there was election fraud in 2020. Supreme Court's going to have to act on it. And when they come, I am told, as a matter of fact, I have a guest on today, Dr. Jan Halper, who says she can prove that Space Force intercepted the elections and knows exactly who won, have everything.
So they're walking right into the trap. And I'm telling you, this is one of the traps that they're walking into. They want him to, they think that these indictments, it was just going to bring him down. And it's like, no, now he has time where he can show the evidence that he has. Duh. The law doesn't work just in one way. I mean, if a prosecutor can show their evidence, so can a defense. They can show their evidence to prove that they're innocent. Because in this country, you're innocent until proven guilty. And also, I see that they're trying to take him off the ballots, which is completely absurd. But one of the things that I love about God, what he said was, is he said he will do things in unconventional ways. And he says, you don't need an election. He says, he said this many times, you don't need the election to bring back your rightful president. A lot of people think in order for us to have the Biden gone and Kamala gone, which they're going to be gone before the 2024 election. Mark my words, they are, because they're already, Lord has already talked about that. I've been saying this for a long time because he's been saying it. They are going to try to put in Gavin Newsom or Michelle Obama. Oh, guess what happened? They're all of a sudden they're talking about on all these different news stations, Gavin Newsom. And they're talking about Michelle. And they're talking about that. Oh, like he's probably not going to last that long. And they're making it sound like this is completely normal.
Yeah.
So anyway, but God is saying he was going to do something. This is what he said was the election. The reason why he can do things in unconventional.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets. And the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value, that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
All right, now we have the executive producer of The Sound of Freedom, Paul Hutchinson, with us. Paul, it's great to have you on.
Pastor Dave, it's an honor to be with you.
Well, let's start with this, the success behind what you've done and the awareness, because everywhere I go, I hear the talk of The Sound of Freedom.
Well, it's definitely God's hands in the success of the film. In fact, over 8 years ago, when we decided we wanted to take this story to the world, I told them, I said, listen, I will invest but this has to create a movement. I'm not interested in investing just to make money in a movie. I mean, I'm a real estate guy. I don't, in fact, making money on a movie, that's like going to Vegas and, you know, risking it all on everything. It doesn't happen very often. So the only reason why we put the time and money into this is so that this could happen, so that it truly could create a movement. And that's exactly what's happening. And the exciting thing is that we've gone against everything that is traditional here. You know, so many movies are if they're not put together by big Hollywood, they are nothing. They never, ever, ever come to the world. And the only way we were able to bring this to the world was having a system where we were by the people, for the people, meaning it was good men and women, lots of people that are listening to us today that had already been a fan of Angel Studios production called the Studio. I'm not the studio, The Chosen. So Angel Studios is the one who are the distributors of The Chosen. Amazing, amazing series about the life of Christ. And the same group of people who brought that and pushed that forward were the ones that were pushing The Sound of Freedom. And it has created an amazing result with over almost 200 million in the box offices in the US alone.
Which is absolutely amazing, and all glory to the Most High. I've always said, and I mentioned this with when I was with General Flynn last week, if we're at a nation and in a world that's divided, if we can't get united just under the for the children, I don't know what we can't, what we can get united for.
Absolutely. In fact, you know, Dave, the thing that frustrates me the most over the last couple of months is the fact that so many people tried to make this a political issue or a religious issue or whatever. This should not be dividing in any way. This is not about the right versus the left. This is not about the rich versus the poor. This is about the children. It's about the children. And if we can't come together on that, then God help us. Because what else can we come together on? This is the one thing that should unite us. Children are not for sale. God's children are not for sale. Now, yes, some of the people that were involved in the film and even some of the early actors were, you know, filmed with some right-wing type things. That shouldn't say that the entire film was a QAnon movement or anything. No, not at all. In fact, it was filmed way before any of that even ever came in place. And so, yes, this is something we can all come together on, is that the children, not only the children in trafficking, but the children in every one of our homes deserves to have us come together for their protection.
From a percentage basis, how many Americans would you think that were not aware of any of this happening until they saw the film?
You know, the amazing thing is how few of us have any idea. In fact, I'll back up 10 years ago. 10 years ago, I got a phone call from the Attorney General. Now, just so you guys understand that in the film, the producer, Eduardo Verástegui, he comes about halfway through the film playing the part of Pablo. Pablo is the rich real estate guy who has donated a lot to child-related charities that he said to his wife, the Homeland Security agent said to his wife, hey, you know what? If I can convince Pablo, then I could quit my job at Homeland Security. We could do this rescue. Well, in the movie, I'm Pablo. And in real life, there actually was a lot of hidden heroes that weren't included in the movie. Not only hidden heroes that did a lot of the different rescue missions that we put all in together into one storyline, but they're hidden heroes when it came to guys that were donating. In fact, Glenn Beck and his audience was one of them. Early on, they came in and donated a bunch. I put a bunch of money in, but the person that was invited to come and be face to face with the traffickers was myself. And before that time, Dave, I had no idea that this existed. No idea. No idea that it was not only this bad, that it even existed at all. I got this call from the Attorney General, and he said, Paul, he said, I know you've donated a lot to child-related charities. I need to talk to you about something that's pretty dark. He said, it's the fastest growing criminal enterprise in the world. I said, well, what's that? He says, you know, human trafficking. I'm like, trafficking? Like, what do you mean? He said, people being sold. I thought that disappeared at the time of Abraham Lincoln. I had no idea that even existed today. And then he said, talks about child trafficking. I mean, who would buy a child and for what? And he said, well, you know, these kids are being sold for organ harvesting, labor, and sex. And I couldn't wrap my mind around something that dark, because it's too dark for polite conversation around a dinner table. So nobody talks about it. And this Homeland Security agent came in. He started talking about these children they found in Cartagena, Colombia, about 20 of them. And he needed about $50,000 to do this rescue because the U.S. government wasn't funding it because it should have been Colombia's problem. And I thought, you know what? I was serving on the Make-A-Wish board of directors. I was my seventh year with Make-A-Wish. I was the incoming chairman in our area. And $10,000 with Make-A-Wish, I could send a little girl to Disneyland for a week, which is important. She's struggling with cancer. Yeah. $50,000 here, we could pull 20 children out of hell and get them back to their families. There just wasn't a comparison. So, you know, a bunch came together and we made that happen. And then he called me and he said, Paul, I'm in Colombia. I'm in Cartagena. There's not just 20 children here. There's more than 50. And there's more than 100 children that we've identified in different areas in Colombia, part of these same rings. He said, we could rescue all of them in one day, but I need your help. And I said, well, how much do you need? Thinking he needed a check. He said, I need you. Can you be in Colombia in 2 days? He said, the head trafficker has a piece of property he wants to develop into a child brothel, sex resort. He needs a few million dollars to make it happen. And he believes that he can make tens of millions of dollars a year selling these children to rich Americans, like a Jeffrey Epstein Island type of a thing. And I almost threw up in my mouth. I'm thinking, what is wrong with this world where that's even a thing? And Dave, 2 days later, I was in Colombia. I was face to face with the most evil people I've ever encountered, people selling children. And halfway through the meeting, one of the traffickers leans forward and he said, Pablo, he said, I have a gift for you. I said, really, what's your gift? And he hands me his phone and there's a picture of an 11-year-old girl on his phone. Now, in the movie, the Homeland Security agent gave the picture of this little girl to my driver. And that's what convinced me to help fund it. In reality, I was already there. I was with these traffickers. They showed me this picture and he said, this is Princess. She's still a virgin. We just took delivery of some and she's my gift for your... You start talking about these horrific things I could do to this child. And that moment, showing me that picture of that little girl, that galvanized my commitment to use my resources, whatever was needed, to help rescue that child. And then 2 weeks later, we were actually physically there. And so many people, you know, I had no idea this even happened. What is even a thing? With these traffickers brought 54 children to Cartagena. The others were in other areas. It ended up being the largest child rescue mission in one day in history. 123 children, victims from different areas of Colombia. And the thing that changed my life forever, I'm sitting on this chair just like I am now. And the traffickers had we had the children in the house, a separate part so that they couldn't see the guns and the money changing hands. They were already traumatized enough. And one of the traffickers gets up and he said, Pablo, I have to show you the gifts that I brought you. And he went in the house where the children were. And he was in there for about 10 minutes. And you could hear some of the children crying. And pretty soon he came out and he had four virgins, scared to death. He had three little girls and one little boy. This little boy was 11. They gave him cocaine that morning because he was so scared it was going to hurt. What kind of effed up monster thinks that that's attractive, right? I'm sitting on this chair, this little girl, the same one that they showed me in the picture. Now, in the movie, she wasn't there. They had her in the jungle area. That was a different operation, a different country, and a different team. But that really happened. We were actually looking for a little boy that was taken in front of a church house, and I'll tell you that story later. In reality, that little girl that he showed me on the picture was there. And they brought her out, stood her in front of me. I was sitting down, and she was standing up, and she wasn't much taller than I was as I was sitting there. I could see straight into her eyes, and she was looking at me with this fear. So scared. She was the one that was crying. You could see because her makeup had been smeared with the tear stains from inside the house. And I made a commitment to myself, to God, and to that child that I would dedicate my life to eradicating that evil from the face of the earth. There was nothing I could imagine that was worse than an 11-year-old virgin being sold to a complete stranger for sex. And I, at the most beautiful moment of my life up to that point was after the agents came, stormed the party, arrested everybody. The Child Protective Services people came in with the children, and they started laughing. They started singing with the children. And that sound of freedom was the most beautiful sound that I ever heard. That's why we named the movie The Sound of Freedom, especially compared to the crying that we heard half an hour before.
Right.
And I turned to one of the agents and I said, that's changed my whole life. I've spent my career making rich people richer. I want to make a difference. What can I do? And he said, unfortunately, the majority of demand for parties like this in Latin America come from wealthy businessmen who look and talk just like you, like the Jeffrey Epsteins of the world. He said, I can't teach my Navy SEALs how to wear a $50,000 watch and negotiate a multi-million dollar deal with the traffickers. He said, and I don't know of successful businessmen who've had the training that you've had. He said, if you're willing to be the bait, I'll change your whole life. Since that time, I have led or played a key part in over 70 undercover rescue missions in 15 countries. It wasn't until the end of last year where I decided I needed to go public. I had no social media. You can't be on podcasts and TV and anything else if you're doing the actual work undercover. Right. And so for the last 10 years, in fact, you can ask General Flynn about Dave Lopez. Dave is one of my best friends. He's a former Green Beret, amazing man with an amazing heart, and he's good friends with General Flynn as well. And he and I were both on that undercover rescue mission. He and I both left that original foundation, and we left that Homeland Security agent and about 5 years ago to focus on a lot of other initiatives. I've continued to help to fund Dave and his teams that are arresting pedophiles. So a lot of good people in the work. But anyway, that's a high level of kind of a short question you had, but we can get deeper on the power of God in healing these children and leading us to these children as the podcast continues.
Yeah, why don't we talk about the power of God and also some of the stories that you were mentioning before we went live on this broadcast?
Absolutely. I think it's important to understand that this is a powerful work of light versus darkness. There isn't anything darker that we're battling than something like this. And in order to win this war, it has to come from a place of light. In fact, of those 70 missions that I've been on, many times I would be brought in with a new team, some new Navy SEALs, Green Berets that were there. And I remember one time I was out with this new team. And it was about 2 a.m. We hadn't found any traffickers. Now, I had continued to the point where I was leading these missions deep cover, 2 a.m., downtown Port-au-Prince, Haiti, downtown Mexico City, all of these places. I physically went in and made friends with the traffickers to find out where they were holding the kids. and would set up these sting operations that then they would go in and rescue the kids. And so I'm sitting there with this new team. And I said, guys, it was about 2 a.m. We hadn't found any connections with any traffickers. And I said, guys, can I take a lead? Are you good with that? And one said, yeah. They say you're really good at this. I'm going to see what you do. I said, okay. Yeah. I said, you have to follow exactly what I say. I said, first things first, I need you to understand that I believe in God. I said, most people believe in some supreme being. Some people call their God the universe or a cloud or Jehovah or whatever. I said, God exists. It doesn't matter what you call God. God exists and cares more about these children than you and I ever could, and knows exactly where they are. So if you're okay with it, I'm going to start out by asking for some help. So here we are, 2 a.m., downtown Port-au-Prince, Haiti, one of the darkest, most voodoo-infested places in the Western Hemisphere, and we take off our hats and we offer up a prayer. Then I said, now, guys, I need you to understand.
And welcome back. You can see those both those interviews in their totality at hisglory.me and or our app. So check those out to see the whole versions of those. Must-see TV. Great interviews. All right, what's next for His Glory? Our next event is the New Hampshire Tent Revival. We'll be there on September the 16th. So join us there. Dr. Sherwood will be there. Chris Burgard will be there. Donna Rigney from the Prophetic will be there. America's General, General Flynn. And then we have our three musical teams coming, so there'll be lots of prayer and music. I'm told that this is the first ever tent revival in the state of New Hampshire. It's hard to believe, but I've heard that twice now. So join us in Hinsdale, New Hampshire. America's General, General Flynn, will be joining us on an event. It's must see. All right, from here we go to Reawaken. From New Hampshire, we go to Reawaken October 13th and 14th. This is episode 21. Use the promo code His Glory to get your VIP tickets and special rates. It's going to be a great event. Malik Obama, President Obama's half-brother, will be one of the speakers. Watch for some bombshells coming from Tucker Carlson with that. But join us at Reawaken in Doral. At the Trump facility, we're just there in May, but we're coming back again October 13th and 14th. We've baptized over 6,000 people at these events right now. You see America's General right there. So join us and Reawaken Doral. Get your tickets today. It's absolutely amazing. All right, from there, we come back to the great state of Texas. This is where we're broadcasting. It's from Texas. Brighteon's down the road in Texas, too, in Austin. So we are in Mount Pleasant, Texas. We're going to have our revival back. The stage is almost done. So join us for our Mount Pleasant revival. That'll be a one-day huge event with all the speakers and bands. But the night before, we're going to open up to local praise music so that you people can come in for free, pray and get some praise music the day before the event. And then we're going to be playing a movie that night on stage after the speakers are done for the day. It's going to be a great event. So join us in Mount Pleasant, Texas. Look at all the names that are going to be there. Also, Israel trip. There's only 3 rooms left of the Israel trip. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trip. If you never invested into the ultimate spiritual trip for your faith, it's to go to Israel. It changes you. The Bible comes alive. That's November 30th to December 8th at the King David. We'll be there the whole time at the King David. America's General, General Flynn, will be my personal guest there. We are making arrangements to get Benjamin Netanyahu. And then we'll also have former Israeli generals speaking to the group every night and ambassadors like we did last November where we created the movie Holy Land with Mickey Willis's team. So we're going to film this and it's going to be a great event. So sign up today. There's only 3 rooms available at the legendary King David Hotel. All right. Last item is our new partnership with Robertson Ryan Insurance. Everybody, whether they like it or not, has to get property and casualty insurance. And what that means is auto insurance or home insurance. It's state laws throughout the 50 states. This partner is a patriot organization that are in all 50 states. They're independent agents, meaning that they can get all companies. They can shop it. And there's three reasons why you'd want to do this. One is to get the best rates. If you have to get insurance, you want want to get, some people want the lowest rates to save money. The second is best coverage. You want to be covered, because reason for insurance is when a catastrophe happens, you've got coverage. And the third and probably the most important thing is when we pay for insurance is because of a claim. And when you have that claim, it's a terrible experience and you get pushback. You need somebody that's going to fight for you and tell you what your rights are and show you how to get that claim paid the right way. So they'll become an agent for you, and they will be helping you along that process. I had a claim in Ohio. It took me a year and a half on my own to try to get this claim rectified. It finally got rectified, but only by the grace of God. But people don't have that time, and most of people would give up. They will be agents for you to get all three of those things done. So we have a dedicated 1-800 number. That's a His Glory Robertson Ryan number. Call into that number. Check for any of those, the best rate or the best coverage, or make sure that they're an agent. They can be an agent for whatever your current carrier is today. And we're going to give away a free Bible, and you can take that free Bible and either use it for your family or use it as a seed to plant to believers. It is time to plant the gospel of Jesus Christ from east to west to north to south. And that wraps up today's Take 5. God bless you, and go in His shalom.